dual constraints with ALMA, new $88 room mu $M and dust continuum observations reveal the ISM conditions of luminous LBGs at $Z sim $7 by Joris Wittstock et al. We present new 88 micrometers observations of 5 bright Z approximately 7 Lyman Break galaxies spectroscopically confirmed by ALMA through the C2 158 micrometers line, unlike recent 03 detections where Lyman alpha was used. This nearly doubles the sample of epoch of ionization galaxies with robust 5 sigma detections of C2 and O3. We perform a multi-wavelength comparison with new deep HST images of the rest frame UV, whose compact morphology aligns well with O3 tracing ionized gas. By contrast, we find more spatially extended C2 emission likely produced in neutral gas, as indicated by a N2 205 micrometers non-detection in one source. We find a positive correlation between the equivalent width of the optical O3 and H-beta lines and the O3-C2 ratio, as seen in local metal poor dwarf galaxies. Cloudy models of a nebula of typical density harboring a young stellar population with a high ionization parameter appear to adequately reproduce the far infrared lines. Surprisingly, however, our models fail to reproduce the strength of O3-88 micrometers, unless we assume an alpha-Fe enhancement and a near-solar nebula oxygen abundance. On spatially resolved scales, we find O3-C2 shows a tentative anti-correlation with infrared excess, LIR, LOVE, also seen on global scales in the local universe. Finally, we introduce the far-infrared spectral energy distribution fitting code MERCURIUS to show that dust continuum measurements of one source appear to favor a low dust temperature coupled with a high dust mass. This implies a high stellar metallicity yield and may point towards the need of dust production or grain growth mechanisms beyond supernovae. This was dual constraints with ALMA, new $88 room mu $M and dust continuum observations reveal the ISM conditions of luminous LBGs at $Z sim $7 by Joris Wittstock et al.